Florida voters decided yesterday to put Republican Ron DeSantis in the governor's mansion, but they also passed a constitutional amendment that automatically restores ex-felons' right to vote, something DeSantis has opposed. Amendment 4 needed at least 60% of votes to pass. Felons who complete their sentences and the terms of their release will now automatically have their voting rights restored. Jasmine Rogers Shaw is a community activist. She was attending an election night rally in Miami when that news broke.
Not only are we giving people a chance to work towards lower recidivism and working towards having more jobs and more stability in their housing and things like that, but it also means that we have a whole new voting block that we can work with.
Florida has never had an automatic restoration process. Governor Rick Scott established a 5 to 7 year waiting period before a person could apply to have their rights restored. After that, the individual would have to plead their case before the state's clemency board in Tallahassee. Well, after the stress and buildup of the midterm elections, hundreds of young people poured into MTV's official election afterparty in the Miami-Dade College Kendall campus gym last night. Many were first-time voters or couldn't vote at all, like Miami art student Valentina Party, who went to dance at the MTV event with her girlfriend.
Well, I'm actually not a citizen, so I couldn't vote, but I'm here supporting. I'm here with her. She's my girlfriend. She actually voted, and it was pretty cool. I did my part. I did as much as I could.
Party says that she fled Venezuela when she was a child with her family, lived in Argentina for 10 years, and then moved to the United States almost 4 years ago. She says people should not take voting for granted. Danny Martinez could not hide his disappointment once it became obvious that Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum would be losing the governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis.
I'm just kind of annoyed because I think we've been working so hard, especially like the younger generation. And I know that it hasn't been like the huge turnout that was expected.
Had Gillum won, he would have been Florida's first black governor. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.